to discuss the fact that it's possible that the three are different. The first one, the Chilul Echad, Harbe Misos, implies one shame. The second, Havar L'Chalek Yatzas, is really, as certainly according to Tosfos Rid, a basis for saying that there are separate shemos Yisur. And the third, Achas Shehena Hena Sheachas, is ambiguous, and perhaps that's one of the bases for saying that there really are more than one halacha, that there are really two dinim. There's a concept of Shabbos as one integrated unit, and there's also a concept of Shabbos as a separate malachos, and that has great implications, very significant implications. Okay, then we went on from there to discuss the question of Tziruf L'Shiur. Theoretically, one could ask the question even about Shigigas malachos. But even the Michas Chinuch doesn't go that far. He only asks the question on Shigas Shabbos Bezadon Malachos. But the Shittim Kubetzes is Medayik in Rashi and Krisus. He understood Rashi and Krisus that perhaps there could be Tziruf L'Shiur under those conditions. That's a very remarkable Shita. The Michas Chinuch himself in Hilchos Yom Tov originally rejects that, and then finally in Shabbos, even though it's earlier in the book, but he refers to the later treatment, ends up concluding that indeed, that in Shigas Shabbos there can be Tziruf L'Shiur. His only limitation is that it be something which has the same Shiur, Grogeres, and so on. And as we pointed out, if you want to argue with the Michas Chinuch, which certainly one could, one according to many Rishonim certainly should, among them, by the way, the Shittim Kubetzes in Bava Kamo, gets us just a minute, that base, quotes Rabbi Chiel mi Paris. I'll discuss his Shittim in just a second. But among other things, it's perfectly clear that he thinks that there's no tziruf between the Avos Malacha. He doesn't discuss Shigas Shabbos or Shigas Malachos, but he says as a blanket statement that, of course, there's no tziruf l'shiur between Avos. If you say there's no tziruf l'shiur between avos, that could be explained in several ways. That's not a particularly innovative or demanding or challenging shita. It's explained in many ways. If there's a separate shame of tziruf, certainly there's no tziruf l'shiur. If there are separate maisa averas, but one shame iser, then it's an open question whether it would or wouldn't. But certainly you could argue that even if there are separate maisa averas, it's not tziruf. Even aside from that, as we pointed out, we could just use the apples and oranges argument. Although, you know, for the Michas Chinuch, maybe that's dictated by, you know, something having the same shiur. But one could have argued even with the same shiur, tochein and kotzer, even if they're one shame iser, but they just can't be mitzvah. And certainly, if you take the view that chatzi shiur doesn't exist in Shabbos at all, because the shiur is a shiur in the shame malacha or the maisa malacha. So then, of course, you're not going to get tziruf l'shiur. So then we pointed out that the opposite parallel of the Michas Chinuch really is the discussion of the Mechilta. Okay, so with that in mind, just very quickly, Al.
From the beginning of Mori
Just you could skip to the beginning, of course, closest is Bob, but I mean, it's important. Just to, you know, the beginning, right? Just read the beginning for a second, just so we'll be sensitized to other issues we'll discuss later in the year, but... So this is just important to realize. Tosfos talks about this several places throughout the Masechta, and of course in some other places as well, especially in the beginning of Bava Kamma, and the other Rishonim, particularly the Ramban. Also, it's a leitmotif in the Ramban in a number of places in Shabbos. And that, of course, is this question of, you know, what the Mishkan really determines. And the language here in Tosis is very suggestive, right? Lashmina dekulian havin malachos lischayev aleihem, even though yesh malachos she'enon chashuvos. Right? So it sounds like the Mishkan... But this is a general question, which we'll get to when we discuss the Mishkan and the relationship between Avos and Toldos. And that is, does the Mishkan establish the threshold of Chashivus for Malachos? In other words, we know there are 39, and we know that they come from the Mishkan. We already noted that Sugan Mem Pesmedes is ambiguous about the source, and possibly you need both. You need the number and the source in Mishkan. And the question is, what's the machlokas? We'll get back to that too. But the point is that is it that there's a certain hierarchy in chashivos of malachos? And if we didn't know that there were 39 and they came from the Mishkan, we wouldn't perhaps know where to draw the line. But it's all about ranking the chashivos of those malachos. So if you end up cutting it off at 39, so it turns out that a davar chashuv in the malacha is defined by chashivos quantified by, you know, y. Okay, whatever that is, middle level of chashivos, but this is it. Or is it shot that, you know, if something was in the Mishkan, it's not malacha, even though it really is not chashuv. It's not a question of figuring out how chashuv you need malachos to be in the Mishkan, and then you draw the line. But no, if something was significant in the Mishkan, or it qualifies in terms of the Smichas Parshas in the Mishkan, then it need not be chashuv. If that's a question, of course, what happens if you have a malacha which appears to be chashuva but is not in the Mishkan? That's the flip side of the issue. So Tosis's formulation here is that there are malachos in the Mishkan that you're chayav for, even though they're not chashuvos. Not that the Mishkan dictates what the level of chashuvos is, but all malachos in the Mishkan, and what's important about the Mishkan too is the chashivas of the malacha. So that's something to weigh. Does the Mishkan work b'li chashivas? What about chashivas b'li a Mishkan? And it partially depends on the question of girsa, and we'll get back to that. We discussed Tosfos and Tosfos. Okay, in any case, we understand what Tosfos is bothered by. Namely, if there's no, if you're going to say that possibly there's no chiluk katos, so where does the number come into play? I mean, what is it significant for? Okay, now you can skip to the end. So what do you make of it? So what is it? The Havamina was.
Havamina was they needed to do all 39.
People needed to violate everything. Right. So that, of course, is just it's just a fascinating idea. It implies that the malachos are not just, you know, random or. You know, not random, maybe objective malachos chashuvos, but that there's an interconnection between them. Of course, again, it makes more prominent the role of the Mishkan here. Again, it's not just the Mishkan as a frame of reference establishing chashuvos or lack of chashuvos, if there's a custom, whatever. It's, the Havamina was, you need to do the equivalent or the full complement of what was done in the Mishkan, or the full complement of what is considered malacha. Leave no chilul unturned, maybe one could say, in order to be in violation of Shabbos. That's just a very fascinating Havamina. Okay. So what I said the other day was that this is a parallel opposite of Minchas Chinuch, in other words, in the sense that, again, everything is integrated. If you were to say that it's all one Shein Iser, and you need to do everything together, then the idea of Tzimut, the Shiur, is sensible. So then somebody raised the question, I think Yaakov said, what about Mezid and Nitziv? I didn't see Nitziv in the Kilta. Then Yona mentioned to me the Ramban, which of course is correct, and then I recalled that when we studied Beitza some years ago, we discussed that Ramban in some detail. The Ramban, Al-Atar, is very bothered by the Mechilta. I just want to make a comment about that for a minute. What bothers him, Yona? The case of? Mekoshesh Eitzim, because Mekoshesh Eitzim didn't violate all the malachas of Shabbos, he only violated he violated one. And yet he was put to death. And the language of the Torah also doesn't imply when it comes to Mezid, it's very hard to read that that this Mechilta, Mekoshesh, does Shogeg Lekorban Dumi de Mezid Leskila V'akol Chada Vadai Mechayim D'hachi Azar Rachmana Kol Malacha. So again, the word kol malacha I think is very interesting, because what could one say about kol malacha, Eliezer? Lo sasa kol malacha. Yeah, I mean, it could mean any malacha, or it could mean the totality of the malachas, all the malachas, the full, the complement of the malacha. It says malacha, not malachos. No, because that would be the point. if you really think that you need to do all of them in order to violate, so the point is that we don't look at each individual malacha as being significant. We look at the malacha, meaning the totality of malacha samishkan or malacha as a. So the fact that I think it's very interesting that the Ramban was not even willing to consider that the pasuk kol malacha might mean the totality of malacha. And I think it could be read that way. And, you know, for Tosis, simple reading of the Mechilta. I think, by the way, this is the last Mechilta in the Mechilta. Is this Mechilta? In any case, then the second question is umekoshe shnami chad avar bechaymi. So that seems to be a more serious problem. And then he answers v'shema shogeg shayin. Okay. So the question is why? Does anybody now? Yaakov did mention the other day in Otzar Agonim, which I didn't find the one that you said. What?
It wasn't
me. Oh, wasn't you? Who mentioned the Otzar Agonim? Oh, Tzvi, did you find it? I looked for it, but since I looked for it, so, you know, serendipity, or schar limud, or maybe it's the same thing. So so I realized, since I just looked at the Ramban again, does anybody happen to have an Otzar Agonim with them?
No.
And it's not, is it on the Bar Ilan thing? No. Are you? No? No. Okay. So if you look at the Otzar Agonim, Reish Chav Gimel, Ayin Amin Aleph, it's a Tuvav Rav Natronoi Gon. So if I'm reading it correctly, it reads the opposite of the Ramban. Which means that it seems to say, now there's no motivation for it to say this, but it seems to read that the Mechilta's Havamina, that you have to violate everything in order to be Chayiv, is Benezid. Not also Benezid. Sounds like it's Benezid only. And that the Havamina with regard to Chatos would be that as many as you do, you're only Chayiv Achas. But even if you do one, or two or three, you're chayiv achas. Because if I'm reading my Rav Natronoi Gon correctly, so he's saying, you know, mezid shiny, but he's saying mezid shiny in the opposite direction of the Ramban. So we'll have three shitas. This is all in the Havamina, but it doesn't matter, because it's a, you know, it's a conceptual find here, even as a Havamina. So basically what we have is as follows. We have Tosis, who is not mechalik between mezid and shogeg, and assumes that the havamina was that you have to violate everything in order to violate anything. Then you have the Ramban, who says when it comes to mezid, anything you do is mechayiv you, but shogeg you have to have the full complement. And then there's Natronoi Gon, who seems to be saying that the havamina was maybe there's no chiluk chatos, and if you violate 7 or 10 or 11, you still only bring one, but if you violate one, you also bring one. But when it comes to mezid, you're only going to be chayiv if you violate everything. So those are three shitos. Now, of course, again, the language of the Ramban here is also worth noting again, before we explain what this is all about, or attempt to explain what this is about. The Ramban's language is the koshali da shogeg lekarban dumya the mezid l'skila. Okay, this is interesting to know. Part of the problem is the assumption that you can't break the shogeg and the mezid. Now, this is a general question, and it should be looked at generally, and maybe we should also look at it specifically with regard to Shabbos. In general, there is this equation between things that are shigigasam, chatas, and zedonam, kares, and especially behasra, skila. In general, what is that relationship all about? So the kashtas, you would say, it's a common denominator kind of a thing. What I mean is that the same kind of a maisa veira, or quality of maisa veira, which benezid will generate karis and skila, right, will have the ability, is severe enough to generate a karban bishgaga. And those that don't, let's say that only generate malchus, not that it's the only, we discussed last year, you know, the topic of Malchus b'makom miso medes, right? So how only is only depends on that sugya. But let's say all things being equal, it's not the equivalent of, in terms of chumrah of misa. So something that doesn't generate misa and so on is also not going to be the kind of action that generates a chata. So it's not that skila and kares benezid are the mechayiv of chatas b'shogeg, namely the fact that had you done this benezid, you know, if you had just done this a little bit differently, you know, if you were negligent about something that if you did b'mezid would get you skila, and therefore, but at least, you know, you avoided the skila, but you're gonna pay at least in terms of chatas, which according to the Gemara here is a kind of a misa sadamim too. Right? In other words, we're not saying that. What we're saying is the simple pshat is that what we're saying is that the same misa that triggers misa also triggers chatas. It does each, you know, in its own right. It's hard to say which, you know, which causes which. Neither cause the other. They're both equal applications of the particular misa aveir. That would be the simple understanding of things. But here and there are kind of echoes of this other idea, and that is that chatas is a result of having just barely missed. It's not an opportunity. It's good that you missed it, but having just sidestepped skila or skila and kares. That's another question: is it connected more to skila or more to kares? The Tosas Rid, if I'm not mistaken, in the second parak of Kedushin, has such a formulation. And there are other Rishonim have it here also, actually, in the following context. It's interesting to look at. Isi ben Yehuda, who we'll speak about a little more. But who is Isi ben Yehuda? Eitan, you know who Isi ben Yehuda is? I don't mean his biography. His famous Shita, Shabbos. Yeah. Sam, right?
There's one
malacha
you don't get
skilled. There's one malacha, they have this Megillah star, this is a Gemara in Dav Vav Amadeus, and it's also a Gemara in Sarivav, that's all right, that there's this the Megillah star, and they have this Mesorah, said Isi ben Yehuda, that there's one malacha for which you are not chayev. Then the Gemara says, you're not chayev? What does that mean? You're not chayev malacha? So the Gemara says, there's one malacha for which you are not chayev, only one malacha. And they just don't know. Isi ben Yehuda told us that, but he didn't. Either I guess he told us, but we lost the information, you know, as to which one it is. And then the Gemara says, in certain places, that they know that there are certain malachos that are not up for grabs in the Isi ben Yehuda sweepstakes of Ptur. There are certain ones that for sure are chayim, no matter what. Okay, and then there are others that, you know, that are up for grabs. Okay. So when Isi ben Yehuda said this halacha, that there's one of the malachos for which you are patur, on what level did he mean it? So Tosas on Vav Amud Beis in Shabbos, if you look here just very quickly, Tosas says, Kamash Mulan Karab. Mikan medaktek ri deloktani isi enir chayev ala achas el askila. Aval chatos chayev al kula. Dikoya chatos imkein kiparach b'shoge chayev chatos pshita avala lishnui and so on. So Tosas says, this is Tosas Shita, and most of the Rishonim accept it, that isi ben Yehuda's halacha, that one of the malachos is not chayev, refers to mezid. It doesn't refer to shoge. It comes to chatos, there are 39 malachos, even according to Isi ben Yehuda and Sora. But when it comes to chiyuvei misa skila, in other words, there's a difference between this one mysterious malacha and the others. Right? They will be chayiv misa, and it, you know, whichever one it is, will not. So some of the Rishonim, this is the conclusion of some of the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Chananel, on Tzadiv Avmedeis, so the other Rishonim disagree. They think Isi ben Yehuda's halacha is across the board. If there's one malacha that doesn't qualify legabe misa, then it doesn't qualify legabe chatas either. So some of the Rishonim, I think the Ran, if I recall correctly, in Hazorek, the way they formulated is, again, you could say this in two ways. Right? One is, again, in the common denominator type way. So it's either something is or is not a malacha, right? If it's a malacha, mimanafshach, then you should be chayiv misa for it. And if it's not a malacha, then you should be chayiv chatas either. It just doesn't make sense that Isi ben Yehuda would make this kind of a distinction. Okay. But the way the Ran formulates it, I think, is that it's a little differently. What he says is, how can you have a chiyuv chatos without a corresponding chiyuv skila bakaris? Right. So I don't think that he means what I just said. Meaning, if there's no skila bakaris, so it's not a malacha, so then there's no chatos. He might mean that, but it sounds a little stronger. It sounds more like what I was saying about the Tosfos Rid, which is, it sounds more like the mechayev of chatos b'shkaga is the fact that this maisa generates skila v'kares b'meza. Which is a mechudah, it's a subtle difference, but it's mechudah for two reasons. Number one, it means that the threat of skila v'kares as a stature in the malacha is something that applies even when you don't do it b'meza. And secondly, that shogeg is connected to that. Both of these points could be argued. That's what, if it's true, that's what it seems. So it's just interesting that the Ramban here suggests a chiluk, and where I'm reading Rav Nachman Eigon, he also suggests a chiluk in the opposite direction between the shogeg and the mezid, between the misa and the karban. At the same time, it's introduced with this formulation, the shogeg lekarban dumya de mezid leskila, v'akol chad avadim mechayim, the hocha azar rachmana kol malacha, meaning the Ramban doesn't say, you know, how can you distinguish between chatas and skila? After all, skila creates chatas, and if skila creates chatas, then you can't distinguish between them in either direction. You can't have chatas without skila. And you can't have skila which doesn't generate chatas. That's not the way the Ramban formulates it. Ramban formulates it as there's something in common reflected by both chatas and skila, and that is shame malacha. And if there's a shame malacha, then mimanashach, either malacha has the total complement meaning, or it has each individual malacha meaning. Okay. In the end of the day, the Ramban therefore has the possibility of saying the shema shogeg shiny. Okay, but now we need to understand it. Well, why should shogeg be different? And how can the Otsar Gonim suggest that it's different than the opposite? Okay. This is what we need to look at for just a minute. The truth is, let me highlight it just a little bit more with one other issue that we've touched on. I mentioned that, you know, chiluk malachos b'shabbos ain chiluk malachos b'yom tara. Right? The Gemara in Makos daf Chapal. And what we've seen already is that there are different approaches to that. The Minchas Chinuch's approach is Yom Tov is Ikar, right? Even L'inyan Shabbos. If you really want to understand Shabbos and the relationship of the Malachos, look to Yom Tov. What it exports to Yom Tov is the true Shabbos as well. Not so in Shabbos. The answer is that's a Chidushu Shechidusha Torah V'ein L'chavola Chidusha. L'maisa it's different in Shabbos, but even conceptually in Shabbos, it's like Yom Tov. Okay. But, of course, one need not say that. I was suggesting that no, chiluk malachos b'shabbos and chiluk malachos b'yom tov is a characteristic difference because there are two dinim in Shabbos, perhaps, or at least with regard to this, Shabbos and Yom Tov are different if there aren't two dinim in Shabbos, and that is the more general concept of isa malacha that applies to Yom Tov as well. But as for each individual malacha being specific violation, that's shavos shavas mikol malachos tov. Okay. And for that reason, chiluk malachos b'shabbos v'ein chiluk malachos b'yom. But as I mentioned, the Rishonim, some of them, say that the chiluk depends on the difference between either chatos and malchus, right, or skila and kares versus malchus. It's interesting, in both directions in light of what we just said. Some say the difference between karban and malchus, some say the difference between skila and kares and malchus. Or the differences between mezid and shogeg, per se. So the question is, what does that mean? And is that helpful to us? In other words, shogeg and mezid, the mezid of malchus and the mezid of skila and of karas. Also something to look at in light of what we're about to say. So I think we could say the following. For the Ramban, I think you could say one of two things. The easiest thing to say for the Ramban, less exciting, but also easier, is to say that there is some sort of a quantitative compensation. I would say as follows. the whole point here is that Isur Melacha B'Shabbos isn't just a Maisa Aveira. If Isur Melacha B'Shabbos was a regular Maisa Aveira, which is what the Ramban is saying in the beginning, it's Melacha. You do the Melacha, you don't do the Melacha. No difference between Shogi and Mezid. So if it had just been that, a Maisa Aveira alone, so then I would say there's no justification for this distinction. But let's not forget that Mechalaleha Mos Yumos. I mean, the Torah says that Melacha B'Shabbos isn't just a Maisa Aveira, it's Chilul Kedushas Shabbos. So maybe when it comes to Chilul Kedusha, beyond simply a Maisa Aveira, here there is some sort of sliding scale. If you do one Melacha, right, B'Shogeg, that is a Maisa Aveira, unquestionably. But maybe the Maisa Aveira, right, is not enough to be mechayev you to that extent. In order to qualify as chilul, so you either have to do the Maisa Aveira bezadon, that's chilul, because that really is makhish the Maisa Bereishis. Or, as we discussed last year in the context of Hasra, a Maisa bezadon, right, is a different kind of a Maisa Aveira. It has the merit component of the Maisa Aveira. So in order for the Maisa Aveira to constitute chilul, even one malacha bezadon is enough. But the shogeg isn't merit, normally. All you have is the Maisa. Why is shogeg chilul? The only way that shogeg will ever be chilul is if this particular shogeg just destroys completely Shabbos. And that isn't done by one malacha. It's done by turning Shabbos, you know, what does it say, turn Friday night into Shabbos? Is that the phrase? So let's say, unfortunately, you turn Shabbos into a day of building the Mishkan. When you turn Shabbos into the Mishkan building day, so that is Chilul Shabbos, even unwittingly, even inadvertently. In other words, as the Shir and Chilul, there's a quantitative difference between Zadon and Shkaga. As a Malacha, it's the same. That's one possibility. If we don't say that, then we could say something more ambitious, but for the Ramban, I'm not sure whether it's justified or not. And that is that, let me backtrack 1 second. What I just said assumes that the concept of Chilul Shabbos applies Bein B'Zadon, Bein B'Shkaga. Now, the Pasuk, really, that speaks about Chilul Shabbos, not just about the Aveira of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, is the Pasuk of Mechalaleha Mos Yumos. Now, according to the first day of Chilul Malachos Minalon, that Pasuk of Mechalaleha Mos Yumos actually refers to Shkaga, Meno Inyan LeMezid, Tno Inyan LeShkaga, right? And it's very fascinating, right? Yamus means Bekarba. I suggested the other day that even if in general you wouldn't say Yamus Tno Inyan LeShogeg LeKarban, maybe Shabbos Shiny, because it's a kind of a kula that you can get away with a chatos. And what I meant was, because it's Kofar B'Maaseh Bereishis, it's Chilul Shabbos. So it's justified, even though the Pasuk speaks of Mechalaleha Mos Yumos on a basic level, but at least the first day of the Gemara here on Ayin Amud Aleph sees this as being relevant to Shkaga as well. However, in theory, one could argue that if you disagree with that first day in the Gemara, if you don't paskin that that's the Makor of Chiluk Malacha, right, then you can go back to reading Mos Yumos and Mechalel Mos Yumos as being specifically limited to Mezid. So then what you might argue is that essentially there are two dinim in Shabbos. Right, there is the Maisa Aveira, the Malacha, the Sasakol Malacha. And then there's another Halacha, and that's Mechaleleha Mos Yumos. And what you might say is that the concept of Chilo beyond Maisa Aveira itself is limited to Mezid. So then, it's just a little strange in the application, but it's not impossible. Then what we might say is, if you say that Kol Malacha represents, like Eliezer said a minute ago, right, the totality of the Malacha, not like the Ramban says, any Malacha, it has to be any Malacha. So then you might argue that the Maisa Aveira of Shabbos is this balanced, is this doing the Malachas HaMishkan, the Shabbos, the full complement of Malachas HaMishkan. Anything less is not a Maisa Aveira. And when it comes to Shogeg, that's what's Kaveya. But when it comes to Mezid, that's Mechalaleha Mos Yumos. That's based on the concept of Chilul. Kedusha. Chilul Kedusha is benezid. And like the Rabban says, the language of the Pasuk there makes it seem pretty unequivocal that any malacha would be a violation. So what we're dealing with is not quantitative compensation. How do you get chilul? Well, if there's a merit component, even with a smidgen. And if there's not, then only by turning the whole Shabbos into a yom of malachas, the equivalent of malachas amishka. Every conceivable form of malacha is done. Now, shogeg is maisa aveira. The mechayiv of mezid, skila, kares, is chilul. And for that reason, shiny, even, that's why it's not a malacha individually as far as karbanos are concerned, but it is basically an act of chilul. Mekalel hamosimos. I think it's easier to say this as an explanation of the Rav Natarnoigon, if I'm reading him correctly. Because then it goes in the opposite direction, which is a little easier. In other words, the difficulty with what I'm saying in the Ramban is that it sounds like it's easier to accomplish chilul than it is to accomplish the Maisa Aveira. Can you do chilul if you didn't do the Maisa Malacha? Well, I think you can justify it, again, by virtue of the fact that attitudinally you're benezid. The answer is yes. It's not a Malacha, but it's still chilul. However, again, it's explainable, it's irrational, it's plausible, but it gnaws away at me at least a little bit that one would have thought that chilul would require a higher standard, not a lower standard, even though it's a different standard, so it doesn't bother me so much. In Rav Natarnoigon, I think this works better. Rav Natarnoigon is saying that when it comes to shogeg and chatos, everybody understands that any malacha you do, what he does with kosher shetzim, I don't know. That's Rav Natarnoigon's problem. But when it comes to shogeg and chatos, so as far as that's concerned, the Maisa Aveira is koveya. And every malacha is a separate Maisa Aveira. But when it comes to mezid, mechalaleh, mos yumah, it's the same explanation, just the level of demand is different. Here you require a higher form of chilul. Here you require not merely that you be the mezid, but that you take Shabbos and that you transform it into a day of malacha. Not that you do a malacha on Shabbos. That you take Yom Shabbos, a day of Shabboson, and you transform it as a yom into a day of malacha. And the only way to do that is to do the full complement, to do the Mishkan on Shabbos. So that, mechalel mosimas. Again, all this is to explain the Havamina and the Mechilta, but it's an important Havamina, and it highlights, the reason I'm spending time on it, is it may highlight these two themes in Hilchos Shabbos, the relationship between the Maisa Aveira and Chilul, whether we distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid, or even Shogeg as Chilul, but maybe only in intensive form, at least in the Havamina, or on the other level, if only Mezid has Chilul, so any Mezid, Mered, Kofer by Sabratius component, or it requires the transformation of the day, or the full comp, not leaving a shred of Shabbos untouched by your misbehavior, by your Hakashas by Sabratius. So these are, now in light of all this, I think that one could also go back to the question of, now we pass, this is all the Habamina, we pass in Chiluk Malachos, the Shabbos Vein Chiluk Malachos beyond though. So getting back to the question of the Rishonim, so some of them say, there's a difference between Malkus and Chatos. There's a difference between Malkus and Skila and Kares. So what do they mean by that? So I would argue that what they mean by that is close to what I said. In other words, I was suggesting that the difference is between Yom Tov and Shabbos and the nature of Malacha. Is Malacha Shavo Shavas Mikol Malachto, and therefore it's intrinsic, each Malacha, or is it a more general idea of Mikra Kodesh, Yom Kodesh? But maybe the Rishonim are highlighting that by saying, after all, there's Chatos. After all, there is Skila and Karis. In other words, this isn't simply a Maisa Aveira. Either it's a distinction between a Maisa Aveira and a Chilul Ruach Hayom, in Yom Tov, that's the line that's being drawn. Or it's more than that. It's maybe in Yom Tov, there's a Maisa Aveira, or Shemisir, but that's all the same. Ein Chilul Malachos. But when it comes to Shabbos, the fact that there is Chatos, or the fact that there is Skila and Kares, maybe, depending on which Rishonim and what they emphasize, maybe the ones who emphasize Skila and Kares even more so, what they're trying to say is, it's the Mechayev here is Mechalel Shabbos. And Chilul Shabbos is Chilul responsible for Chilul Malachos. It's not Chilul Yom Tov. It's Mevazeh maybe as Hamoadim. A Mevazeh Samoadim is Ki'ilu Chilul as a Shabbos in some sense. But of course it's different, and it's different in the Onesh, and it's different in the Katos. It continues to be different. You're only touching one component of Shabbos. So I think that that could also work well. And I think in light of that, we could also explain Issa ben Yehuda. Again, the Rishonim's quite said there are two problems with Issa ben Yehuda, you could argue. Number one is the common denominator problem, and the other is the relationship, if Skila has a more causal connection to Tishgaga. So the causal connection, let's leave aside for the moment, but just on a common denominator perspective, right, how can Issa ben Yehuda possibly say that on a basic level, one of these don't qualify, but it does on a chatas level? According to what I'm suggesting, the answer would be that if you say at a chatas level, everything depends on Shem Malacha. A Shem Malacha it is. It was in the Mishkan. But we have a Masorah that one of these Malachos, I guess it's particularly Eina Chashuva, whatever it is, one of these Malachos is not considered Chil Layom. It's not Kofar B'maisa Bereishis. So that affects the Mezid, but it doesn't necessarily affect the Shogun. Okay, that's what I wanted to add with regard to the discussion of the Mechilta. Okay, let's continue. We have two other issues on our yeah. Oh, do you have your name on the list?
I was in Israel.
Oh, okay. Welcome back. Do you want your name on the list?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Could one suggest that the chil on the shogeg level is different than the chil on the basic level? That the act of shogeg is a chil, and therefore Issa ben Yehuda could be mechalish between that malacha. That if you were shogeg on that malacha, you still did the chil of the shogeg level.
I'm not sure what the point would be, other than, I mean, what do you benefit from saying that there are different concepts of chilul as opposed to saying that in one case it's the mechayiv is the malacha and the other case the mechayiv is the chilul?
It helps explain mechalal mosimas directly
into shogeg. Mechalaleha mo. You mean if you say imenu inyan? Do you want to say imenu inyan? Still, you still want to say imenu inyan? Okay, and so how would the chilul be different?
The fact that you were shogeg and you didn't weren't conscious about Shabbos is a chilul of Shabbos itself.
But it's a much lighter chilul than... Okay, I guess in theory you could. The reason I'm drawn to saying the distinction between chilul and malacha is because it's, I think, more clear-cut, that it's less subtle. Not that I necessarily try to avoid subtleties, but... Right, when you, know, when you can say it in a, you know, in a clearer, and it doesn't bother me so much that we won't have the limud of mechaleh mosimas imenu inyan, because imenu inyan is always difficult to begin with. But I hear what you're saying. It could be. Yeah.
Well, according to Rebbe's Shah, you have to assume that all lamates malachos are one maisa aveiros. According to
all lamates malachos are one maisa aveira. According to the Havim in the Chilta or the Maskana?
The Havim.
Okay, is that so terrible? Not only that, that you need all of them together. According to, well, it depends according to which one. According to Rav Natron Nigon, each one, they're all the same Maisa Aveira. According to the Ramban, they all together form one Maisa.
Right.
That doesn't bother me so much.
According to being said, now you
could
just...
Issa ben Yehuda is not according to the Havam in the Mechilta. Issa ben Yehuda has to be integrated with the Maskana of the Mechilta. Right? Ari's question is it's not based on the Havam. Your question isn't connected to the Havam and the Mechilta. You're asking about Issa ben Yehuda, correct? Issa ben Yehuda, what does that do with the Havam and the Mechilta? Why can't you just say Chiluk Malachos? The Mechilta we're trying to, in the Ramban and Rabbanan Tronaygon, I'm trying to explain why you would ever think that you have to do everything for one and not for the other, depending on which one we're talking about. He's asking, in Issa ben Yehuda, the question is a little different. Issa ben Yehuda, the question is, how can there be a Malacha which is Mechayiv Yuchatas, and Chiluk Katos too, for that matter. But it doesn't generate a Misa. So at minimum, and that's what the Ran's language was, at minimum it tells us that there's no causal relationship. The Shkog is not caused by the... But even forget about that. Look at the Ramban formulation. What about Shem Malacha in common? So I'm saying, yeah, Malacha it is, but Chilul it's not. And Ari's saying, no... You know, but then he doesn't want to give up Meno Inyan to know Lashogeg. So he's saying, well, maybe it's a different kind of a chilul. One is a more, I guess, active chilul. The other is more a chilul through negligence, Poshea Kamazik chilul. It's possible. I just think it's less clear-cut.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Why can't you explain the Ramban that Shogeg is shiny because the Mechayel Shogeg is the Halama? and the Chachamim and the Chilta, according to Rambam, is saying that the only halacha that you're chayav on is when you're.
Well, why should that be so?
Totality.
Right, why should that be so? I mean, if the Mechayev is halamos, then I think that the Havamim and the Kilta is particularly problematic. In other words, as my Saberas and so on, to make this distinction, I understand. But if you're going to say there are different Shemos Isar, but it's considered, and but you're talking about Shigigas Malachos, not Shigas Shabbos.
Right.
And Shigas Malachos, it doesn't halachically break down into multiple halamos, that I don't understand at all. Because I simply don't understand how you could say that Shigigas Malachos of Shabbos with separate Shemos Isar are considered al pidin, one halama. I just don't understand what that would mean. If you're talking about Shigigas Shabbos, I understand, but Shigigas Malachos, it doesn't make sense. So I'd much rather say, either this is compensation for when you have chilul. Accidental chilul requires massive, leave no stone of Shabbos standing chilul, making it a Mishkan day chilul, or to say the higher standard for chilul. But in Alamos, it doesn't make sense at all.
It's never up to Mishkan, that wouldn't work.
Sorry?
And wouldn't it work for Rav
Mishkanayim? For Rav Mishkanayim, but if you want to say it's one Maisa there, but it's multiple halamos, you could say that. I think it's easier to say it the other way. Maybe the Kilo versus Halacha, but I use that. Yeah, and Rav Mishkanayim, I think you could say. And the Ramban, I think it's impossible. Okay. Let's continue. So we have two other issues to explore. One is Lav Shebeklalos, and the other one is Yediyas Achet. Okay. So let's talk briefly about Yoin, Lav Shebeklalos. So what do we know about, what's the issue, what's going on? How is it relevant, or are we just making a... Yeah, the principle of Lav Shebeklalos in Lokan Allah, right? And the question is, why isn't Isur Malacha on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, why isn't it Lav Shebeklalos? So who asked this question? The Rishonim? Which Rishonim asked this question? Well, the ones I gave a look at. Yeah, the Rabban. You couldn't find it? Oh, really? Oh, I should have given page numbers. Okay, I think it's. I have the Frankel in front of me, but okay, the other one you should do. Yeah. Why so hesitant? Okay. Pelsen Tenet, right. Pelsen Tenet and Samach Gimel of Aleph asked the question in the context of. Excellent. Meaning in the Yom Tov, because the Gemara there. Gemara there is talking, mentions all the things that you violate if you do, if you get the six malkios or ten or whatever it is, the more the merrier. The piling on of malkios. So one of them is Yom Tov. Right? If you do it b'Yom Tov, Ofer, Vasho, b'Yom Tov, that's one of them. So Tosfos asks on Samech Gimel Dalet, how could it be? Right? How could it be? After all, doesn't the Torah say, Kol Melechas Avoda Lo Sasu? And if that's the case, it's a Lav Shebeklalos. Okay. So it's like a Lo Sochu Al Adam. Okay. So what's Tosis's answer? Melechus Avoda has a certain meaning, specific meaning, and limited, finite meaning of that. And therefore, it's as if you make, if you want to say it in extreme, you would say, it's as if the Torah, in shorthand,
wrote out
Yishma Lacha. Okay, I'm not sure if Tosis really has to go so far. We'll get to that in just a second. That's what Tosis says. Do you have the language in front of you, Tosis?
Yeah, I do.
Anybody have Gemara Sanhedrin? See?
No, it says,
that's the question. I mean, the question is, and it's interesting because, as we noted, the comparison to Lo Sa'avdeim, Lo Sa'avdeim, the way Tosfos understands it, certainly, we'll get to that in just a second, is a general Isur about Avodah Zarah Kedarka. Okay. And Tosfos is saying, what's the difference? That's Lav Shebeklalos, this is Lav Shebeklalos.
The Hassam is מפרש אצלם בצבע עבודה משתנה הקומלחה שפי עבודה.
So it sounds like Tosa is saying, don't think that this is general like Losav Name. It's specific. He doesn't go as far as saying what I said, which is, it's as if the Torah wrote, like, which is what the essentially what the Tosa Rid says, right, in Kuf Lamed Ches Mem Aleph, in the context of Asra, which we discussed. But he's saying it's not, it's specific enough, the references are specific enough, that it's not Losav Name. It doesn't qualify for Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. What about... Alan, what about the Ramban? Did you see it? Did you find it? No one could find the Ramban? David? No? Ari, since you're back? Did you have a chance to get... Ephraim? Couldn't find the Ramban? Zach? Wow. Ellie? No? Simcha? Good. Shor's Tess, right? You have to, you know, you have to look a little bit. Either way, it's not such a terrible thing because then you end up reading the Ramban's Hasagas of the Rambam and Shor's Tess, right? All of which are interesting. Go ahead. I wouldn't say that it was intentional that I didn't give you the slice, but again, maybe it was one of those hashkacha slash serendipity things. Okay, go ahead. That's good. Slow. Just slow and... You're absolutely right, but just the language is important there. Shehein Meshunos, how did you say again? He's describing what? What's he describing? Melach on Yom Tov. Go ahead. So what does it sound like? As a description. Separate Shemas Isa. Yeah. Or certainly separate something. Mishunot b'chalukot is a strong term.
Right.
And he's asking, but it's interesting. We'll get to this just back in a second, but the perspective that he's coming from is similar to Tosas or not? Well, he's asking about Lav Shemaklalos. He's asking why you loka on Malacha for Yom Tov. After all, it's a Lav Shemaklalos. In that sense, it's the same question of Tosas. But it seems to me that the foundation of the question is Simcha. How would you say it? I mean, could you mistake Tosas's formulation of the question for the Ramban's? The Rav used to talk about this argument between Tosas and Sanhedrin and the Ramban. I heard him talk about it twice. I'm sure he spoke about it many more times. But both times I heard him, he said the Ramban and Tosas ask the same question, and they give different answers. Okay, but if you look at it very, very carefully, are they really asking the same question? In a general sense, they're asking the same question. Why isn't the lab of Malacha V'Yom Tov the lab of Shabbat and you should be Pater Milchus? That's true. But Tosas's question is based on what? It should be like Lo Sav Deim, namely, can you have it still? Who had the Tosas and Tzvi? Go ahead.
He says, "Vadam in the pizza."
You can skip the end of those part, but this is the.
Yeah, but surely Lo Sav Bechlos to sit from the Sadala Sansu, can Lo Sav Deim the Hakam?
Yeah, it should be like Lo Sav Deim. How does Tosas understand Lo Sav Deim?
It's like, what is that called?
A Lav Klali.
I don't know. I thought it was one. Many
examples. Lav Klali. Yeah. And it's interesting because the Rav used to make this distinction of Lav Shabbakalis, but for some reason it didn't register when he spoke about this issue. Namely, if you look at the Rambam, let's back up a second. The Rambam in Shor's Tess, right, discusses Lav Shabbakalis. So the Rambam sneaks in. He starts off with Lo Sochal Adam, we already mentioned, right? You know, if you want to violate something in the Torah, you're not sure what it is, you can be sure it's Lo Sochal Adam. No, I don't mean that. But it includes many, many things, many diverse things, a wide range of Isurim, Lo Sochal Adam. Okay. And then the Rambam sneaks in what? Simcha. Right after Lo Sochal Adam, he mentions kind of a sort of, you know, Derech Agav. What? I wouldn't say sotto voce, but definitely inter alia.
What does he say?
What?
Los Avdeim, okay, good. And what else? Los Avdeim, correct. Ah, exactly. Los Avdeim and Lifnei Iver. So if you weren't sure what he meant by Los Avdeim, you could be pretty sure what he means about Lifnei Iver. And is Lifnei Iver exactly like Vasochal al Adam? And the same thing for Los Avdeim, if we're assuming Los Avdeim means a Poer Atzmo Lepoor and Zorik Evan Lemarkalis and so on. Meaning, Losochal Adam is a Lav Hakolel Dvarim Harbe. That's what Tzvi was referring to. I mean, it's a very inclusive, its range is wide. The Tsuros and the Shemos and everything about the Surim included in Losochal Adam speaks of diversity. It's one little pasuk, not just one pasuk. See, after this, let me just cut some of the other discussions out for now, but the Rambam says that there's another kind of Lav Shebeklalos, and the Ramban agrees. See, unfortunately, I would have liked the Rambam to say there are two types of Lav Shebeklalos. One is Osochal Adam, and the other one is Lifnei Lisitem Mikshol Nosa Avdein. That's not what he says. That's all part of the first type. What's the second type, Simcha?
The things that overlap. Like, two groups, not.
And not exactly overlap, but what's the second thing that you just said? Yeah, again, atu, it's a very interesting language. Atufim? Yeah, so what does that mean? And what's an example? The example, we'll highlight it right away. Losochal menu no mevusho. Right? So what's the point?
Yeah.
You have one verb, right, or one description of the Iser, but the Torah itself explicates more than one object. No mevusho. Right? Sometimes you have a pasuk which explicitly includes more than one thing. So there are, the Rambam and Ramban both discuss cases like that. Some of those, that's called Hasugasheni of Lav Shebeklalos, because it is explicated in the pasuk separately, but it shares the Iser or the pasuk or the verb even of the other one. So there are two types of those too. Sometimes it means Lo Sochal No, Lo Sochal Mevushal. And sometimes it's meant to be Lo Sochal No Mevushal. Okay. So we're not going to discuss those. We can understand that there are two types of those, but there are also two types of the first, really. One is the multiple varied Shemos Iser. And the other one is, that's Lav HaKolel, and the other one is a Lav Klali. Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol. It's not that, you know, oh, you can trip him, you can give him bad advice, you can do all sorts of things, you know, that would qualify as Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol. Are they different Shemos Iser? Right? Are they different and varied in fact, perhaps? Are they conceptually varied? No, not at all. Lo Savdeim, if it's, as I said the other day, you know, the point of Avodah Zarah is that it isn't true. So is Poer Lepar and Zorik Evan Lemarkalis, are they really different from each other in any real sense? There's an infinite amount of possible cases, applications, and though it's infinite, I would say, because it's infinite, any individual application is unimportant. Because that's all it is an application of a concept. That's true in Los Avdeim if we're talking about Kederech, and that's true in Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol. And that's quite different than Losochal Adam. One is a Lav HaKolel, and the other is, we call it a Lav Klali. So Tosis asks the question, why is it Melach Ad Yom Tov, Pater Mimalkis? Tosis says, it's like Los Avdeim. And what's Tosis' answer? Have you said, Yoni? No, it's too specific. Meaning the question was, it's a Lav Klali. It's like Los Avdeim and Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol. The answer is, no, it's not. It's as if the Torah spelled out, Los Asa this, Los Asa that, Los Asa the next thing. It's like no Mevushal, but the ones that are loka, each one. That's the Torah said, Malacha, shorthand. But the Ramban's question, right, we'll get back to the language now again, Simcha, right? The Ramban says, these are Chalukos, Sumishunos, Zumizu. How can that be? Separate Malkios, that should be a Lav Shebeklalos. What does he have in mind? Not Los Avdeim or Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mikshol, but lo sochlu al adam. Then why isn't this a lava kolel? It's too. The pasuk says lo sase, and then it's as if it says lo sase koresh, lo sase zareya, lo sase. The problem is it's too different from each other. The chalukos and mishunos. It's like chela b'dam. So the assumption of each question is opposite. Now, what's the answer, the Ramban? Oh. Again, loud and loud and clear. Oh. Meaning, no. Either despite, is he going back on saying that they're chalukos and mishunos? Or is he saying apal pichein? They're chalukos and mishunos, but they're one shem echad. It's hard to know. In other words, is the Ramban going as far as saying it's we thought that they were separate shemos and it's wrong? Or is the Ramban saying, you're right, that they're separate maisaveros, at least, they are chalukos and mishunos. But they're one shem. And as far as Lav Shebeklalos, the one shame determines not even the Maisaveros. I think you can read the Ramban either way. In other words, is he saying he's rejecting what he said earlier in light of this question? Or he's saying that's not what determines. They could be Chalukos and Meshunos, but Shem Echad is what determines. Right. What did he think previously? That they were separate Shemos? That's not clear. And what does he think now? They're not even separate Maisaveros. That's not clear. So that's the wild card. Both of these points are open to interpretation in the Ramban. But what's not open to interpretation is that the beginning is based on some sort of a comparison to Lo Sochel al Adam, and the end is a comparison to Tosus's Lo Sa'avdein, in a sense. But not so far. So how do you explain Lo Sa'avdein from this perspective? That's the Ramban's big chiddush. Simcha that. That lo savdeim doesn't mean kedarka. Right? Lo savdeim includes also shalo kedarka. What does it mean, shalo kedarka? Ishtachavaya, meaning things that you do to the Rabban Shalom, those are it's particularly obscene when you do them to Pa'ar and to Markalis and the rest of that group. One could even say that it's not merely that's an objective act of avoda. This is a question. That's an objective act of avoda, so if you do it targeted to an avoda zara, it's automatically avoda zara, because you have an avoda, and it's to an avoda zara. Or, Yechiel, might even say a little differently, in avoda zara shalo kedarko. Michael, what could you say even more? Nachman? That time it was just a smichas, because you're sitting next to each other, wasn't it? Yehuda? Exactly. The mechayev is not, it's not that objectively, you know, these things, ishtachvaya and so on, is always an avoda. So you're doing an avoda, and you're doing your avoda to Markalis. Right? No, it's more than that. It's the chilul avodas Hashem that is the mechayev. Right? Either way, the maisa avoda and avoda shalo kedarka isn't just a hechatimtzi, clearly. And especially if you say that the mechayev is chilul avoda, chilul avodas Hashem, l'shem avodah zarah, and that's the point, maybe it even isn't considered objectively an avoda of avodah zarah. I don't know if you have to go so far, you can say that both dinim are true, both aspects are true. But certainly if the chilul component of avodah kedosha is part of it, so then the intrinsic significance of what you're doing is part of the equation. The point is that if you include avoda kedarka and shalo kedarka and one iser of lo savdeim, which is what Ramban's arguing, so then it's kind of like lav shebeklalos. Which lav shebeklalos? Lo sochel al adam. Okay. So just to sum up, what we have here is as follows. When the Rav used to speak about this Ramban and this Tosis, which he did, as I mentioned, see, he assumed that basically they were answering the same question and they were giving different answers, and that their argument was whether or not Malachos are one or many shemos. At least, again, the two times that I heard mentioned. He did not make the distinction between maisaveros and shemos. He did not make the distinction based on the starting point of Ramban and Tosis. And he also did not make a third distinction. Namely, no, you weren't there, but based on what I said. What other distinction did he not make? between Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's fascinating that both of these discussions appear in, we understand why, because they're talking about Malkus, but they appear in context of Yom Tov. Rav assumed, when he talked about this topic, that whatever you say by Yom Tov is true for Shabbos, and the answer to the question is what's important. The Ramban says Shabbos and, or rather Yom Tov and by extension Shabbos is one Shem Iser, and Bali Tosa says it's as if it was written out to Zoreya and Choresh and Kotzer and Ma'amir and so on. Okay, what I'm suggesting that one might argue is on several of these points. Number one, the whole discussion is Yom Tov. So even if the Ramban feels in Yom Tov that there's one Shem Iser, it's quite possible that in Shabbos, where there's Chiluk Malachos, just even if you were to just note Chiluk Malachos b'Shabbos v'ein Chiluk Malachos b'Yom Tov, and certainly if you were to explain it the way we've been explaining it, so it's appealing to say that even if on Shabbos, even if on Yom Tov it's one Shem Echad, in Shabbos it's multiple Shemos. That's point number one. Point number two is that the Ramban and Tosas are coming from opposite directions. The question is, how far do they need to go to answer the question? Partially depends on what the question is. For the Ramban, who is trying to explain that Iser Malacha B'Yom Tov is not Lo Socho Al Adam, right? It might be enough for him to say that there are separate Ma'is Averos. That even though there are separate Ma'is Averos, I'm sorry, there's one Shem Iser. For Tosus, who's trying to explain why Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Sasu is not of Lav Klali, meaning that it's not like Losa of Dame of Avodah Zarah Kedarka, it's sufficient to say, unlike Avodah Zarah Kedarka, where the applications are totally meaningless, insignificant, and they're also infinite, all for the same reason, almost anything that is infinite is insignificant, intrinsically. Okay. I'm sure we can find an exception, but... What? No. Okay. I mean infinite applications. Okay. An infinite being is something which is incomprehensible to us, and its incomprehensibility is already a reflection of its significance. Okay. Ultimate significance. Okay. I don't mean that everything that is incomprehensible is significant. And that something that we know to be true and existing and yet we can't comprehend is due to its the magnitude of its existence. Okay. But whenever you have infinite applications, then the point is that any individual application isn't intrinsically significant anyway. That's a general rule of thumb. So the point is that according to the Bali Tosus, all you need to explain is that this isn't the Lav Kali. It's not Lefnei V'Lesitein Mechshol, and it's not Lo Savdein. So ironically, it would be conceivable to say that both the Ramban and Tosas agree that there's one Shem Iser and different Ma'is Averos. Their argument might be, what does it take to undo Lav Shebeklalos? Does it take action on the Shem Iser level or on the Ma'is Avero level? I'm not sure. Or they could be that they really do argue. But either way, the point is that we need to integrate some of these issues. Okay, that's as far as Lav Shebeklalos is concerned. What about Yediyas Achet? So let's turn to Yediyas Achet. Ephraim, so what do we know about Yediyas Achet?
That you have to know specifically the avera that you did.
You have to be able to identify the avera that you did. You need the dia in general for chatos tchila v'sav. Right? And the question that we're dealing with now is the idea. But so, you have to know, you have to be able to identify what it is that you did. That could be that's a concept that relates, could be it's exerza kasev, or it could be it's connected to tshuva. Right? And you can't fully, the tshuva part of korban chatos requires that you know what your violation was, what it is that you're violating. Okay, you can't mimonafshach through a korban chatos. Okay, that's the halacha. What we don't know is, what is the scope of Yediyas Achet? Meaning you have to identify your Achet. The terms that we've been discussing, for example, you have to identify the Shem Iser, you have to identify the Ma'is Avera, if indeed there is such a thing. How much identification do you need? That's not so clear. Would you need Yediyas Achet? Would Yediyas Achet be dependent always on Chiluk Chataos? What do you think, Ephraim? Misvara, and based on a couple of examples.
No, it would not be fully in Chiluk Chataos, because you could have the lack of Yediyas Achet on Shkoros and Levanos.
On?
Shkoros and Inim Levanos.
But we'll see whether you could or you can't. But that would be an example to give me. And okay, and
nevertheless, those,
I mean, a lack of Yediyas Achet. Oh, so you're saying in that direction. You're saying Yediyas Achet may be more demanding than Chiluk Chataos. Okay, and what about the other direction? Can you conceive logically that it would work in the other direction too?
Let's say you would have Yediyas Achet on Wall of Shabbos, and that would suffice somehow.
Or let's say the other way. I meant more where there is Chiluk Chataos. Where there is Chiluk Chataos, but you don't need that specific information for Yediyas Achet.
Or for Malachos.
Malachos would be the question, which we're going to deal with in a second. Malachos already is tricky. What would you say is more obvious, where you might say, no Chisar on Yediyas Achet, even though it's Mechalik Lachataos? Excellent. Rabbi Yeshua is Tamchuyin. Let's say Tamchuyin Mechalikin. So for Yediyas Achet, would you say that you need to know whether it was cooked or pickled or corned or whatever? Would you think so? Would you think there is such a shita? I don't know that there's not. I mean, we'd have to get Rabbi Yeshua in here and interrogate and then find out. But instinctively, what do you think?
Probably not.
I agree. Okay, my is that under duress, or you're happy with that answer?
Well, I would have said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you say that Tamchuyin or Mechalkin, that means that they're two separate things. One would be less possible.
Okay, so it's under duress.
Yes.
So basically what you're saying, okay. So Ephraim is saying, in his opinion, anything which is Mechalek Chatos should be required as Yediyas Achet. But you're just not sure if it goes in the other direction. Namely, maybe you'd even require more for Yediyas, you're Machmir on Yediyas Achet, even more than the criteria for Chiluk Chatos. Okay. I can conceive myself, Moda, Rabba, you know, there's no duress on my part, that it could go in either direction. I can conceive that Yediyas Achet could be more Machmir. I'm much more comfortable, to be honest, with Yediyas Achet being Meka. In other words, I can conceive of things being Mechalek or Chatos, but that specific level of information not being necessary for Yediyas Achet. I would take the opposite position. Tamchuyin for Rabbi Yeshua would be my first example. Until I see it, we'd be very, very skeptical that even Rabbi Yeshua would believe that you require Yediyas Achet, that it was Salui and not Shaluk, and so on and so forth. Other things to look at, of course, are Gufin Mechalkin, and Malachos. Okay. So what's that's just, you know, Muskal Rishon, a priori, if we were thinking, you know, how's this likely to play itself out? But thankfully, we have information. We can deal in the concrete. So what do we have? Do you have the Mishnah there? Looks like you do. Okay. So you have the Mishnah that increases Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Go ahead. Yeah, you don't mind. It's a very fascinating Mishnah, and I would say, well, let me ask you, is it a clear Mishnah?
Not something.
Yeah, okay. Good. So read it, and I'll ask you a few questions about it.
Okay, go. Or Shabbos V'yomar Kippurim V'asa Malacha V'inash Mashos V'ino Dea V'izimein Asa. So all those two situations, which will later be clarified, Rabbi Eliezer and Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poter.
Okay, good. Why, Rabbi Lazar?
Rabbi Eliezer says that you don't need such a specific idea.
Okay, right. You need the idea that you violated a Chet Sheyeshbo Karban, but you don't need to know the identity of the Chet. Reasonable. And Rabbi Yeshua says you need the idea. Okay. Go ahead. I'm Rabbi Yossi.
I'm Rabbi Yossi. Onefek wala osim malacha bin ashmashos. Shu Potter, because Shani Omer Miktas Asa Hayom or Miktas Asa Lamachar, and therefore there's a possibility that there was never an Aveir done.
Right. In other words, then there's no Miman of Shach, right? It could be that he was, you know, that he was lucky on both sides. This doesn't work very well. Well, it depends on how you understand Ben Ashmashos, of course. But it, if Ben Ashmashos, of course, as a unit is a a stira, then of course it doesn't work so well. And of course the issue would also be if you knew exactly what point in Bein HaShmashos this action was taking place, Miman of Shach, would there be an issue? But okay, let's just leave that aside for a moment. Amal Nechleku.
Amal Nechleku Alcha Osem Alacha B'Toch Hayom Ve'Eino Yodea Im B'Shavis Asa Im B'Yom HaKikurim Asa.
Okay.
Oh,
al osa
be'inu
yedeya
me'in izom lacha asa.
Okay. So v'lazer mechayev. Okay. So if you stopped right here, then we would know for certain that different avos malacha are subject to the requirement of bidin zakeh. Correct? Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda.
I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Kotu ochaya Rabbi Yeshua af me asham taloi.
Okay. That's interesting. If there's no, because there is the idea of Adois that there was a chet, if it doesn't qualify for Ashim Talu, even though it doesn't qualify for Katas, it falls in between the cracks. That's an Ashim Talu issue. Okay, go. Rav Shimon.
Rav Shimon, Shaziri Omim, Lo Nechniku Adavar Shuhu Mishim Echa Shu Chayav. Alma Nechniku Adavar Shuhu Mishim Bishimos. Shavi Eliezer Mechayim Katas, Rav Yeshua Poder.
Okay. So this is the point where, well, I would say there's some ambiguity. Do you think not?
Well, Rabbi Yehuda's going to challenge it in a second.
Oh, but before we challenge it, what is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Shazuri saying? Are they disagreeing with the ratio, or are they clarifying the ratio?
I'd say clarifying.
Okay, but obviously one could read arguments, right? I mean, it's pretty much just as easy to read it one way as it is to read it the other. Rashi certainly understands that it's a clarification. Although Rashi is problematic. Read Rashi just for a second.
Al-davar shu mishum shim echad.
Yeah.
Higon shtei ilanos shal min echad lefanov. Lo yada imizeh lakach imizeh.
Hmm. Okay. Shu chayiv.
Shu chayiv shahari yada b'meh chato. Izo malacha asa shabalakidas te'inim chato.
Right.
Al-man nefut hu al-davar shu mishum shnei shimus. Go and safik katzar v'safik kachay. Inami safik te'inim safik anavim.
So here is where Rashi is a little bit peculiar. Here Rashi is saying, starts off by saying safik katzar safik kachan, which means that Rashi understands that there is no argument, or at least not on the point of malachos. There's no argument to the previous part of the Mishnah. There is an explanation of the previous part of the Mishnah. Namely, Main Eza Malacha is Shnei Shemos, correct? The problem is that by saying Inami, Safek Te'enim, Safek Anavim, right? Would you have compared the Safek Te'enim, Safek Anavim to Safek Katzar, Safek Tachan on the level of Shnei Shemos?
No.
Absolutely not. That's where Rashi, in a sense, dilutes the statement of Rav Shimon Shazuri. That's what Kritis said. They're saying, Lo Nechaku, that the hard and fast rule is Shnei Shemos. And what does Shnei Shemos mean? Halachic Shnei Shemos. So then, if there are two things you have to find. Number one, but is Katzav Tachan still in, or is that an argument? Not clear. So Rashi says it's in. Rashi says it's in. That means that Yediyas Achet, which depends on Shem Echad, or Shnei Shemos, includes Melachos as Shnei Shemos. So if you didn't have the Inami, we'd say, Rashi here emerges pretty clearly with the statement that Katzav V'Tachan is Shnei Shemos. But by adding Inami, Safek Tenim, Safek Anavim, the Chain, B'Niskavin, L'Zu, V'Yasa, Zu, which is, that's part of the, another part of the Masasek part of the Mishnah, but forget about that one. But by adding Tenim, Anavim, Rashi tends to dilute the significance of Shem Echad and Shnei Shemos. By doing so, the fact that Katzar V'Tachan remain Shnei Shemos becomes far less significant. So that's number one. Now, none of this is forced. There's no reason at this point in the Mishnah to say Te'en V'Anavim. You could have said that the reference is only to Katzar V'Tachan, and it's a fundamental statement in the Mishnah. That's A. B, you could say that Rav Shimon Shazuri are actually coming to be mechalek, to be cholek on the first part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah includes melachos of Shabbos in the mix, right, of a lack of Yediyas Ached according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is saying, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, fine. Isur Nida and Isur Achos, fine. But Katza V'Tachan, that's Shemecha, that's not Sheshemos. That certainly would be a very easy ray to read. If you didn't have Rashi, there would be no reason not to read the Mishnah that way. So really there are three possible pshat in the Mishnah. One is Rashi actual pshat, which is, there's no argument about Shabbos, but it's all diluted anyway, because it includes Tenim Anavim. The other is leave out the Tenim Anavim, say it's an interpretation, and highlight Shnei Shemos. And the third way is, you think Malachos are included? Not so, only Shnei Shemos. This is not Shnei Shemos. So let's see if anybody holds that way. Okay, so finish up the Mishnah first. Amar Yehuda.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Kotro Hayer Rabbi Yoshua. Oh, sorry.
Afilu Niskaven.
Afilu Niskaven. Look, what Te'inim, Tulikit and Avim, or Anavim, Tulikit and Avim, Skoros, Tulikit Levanos, Levanos, Tulikit Skoros, Tabliyazim, Mechayev, Fatas, Rabbi Yoshua, Kotro.
So here, of course, again, that's why I say it's not, to me, it isn't a clear Mishnah. Is this statement arguing on Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Shazuri? Or is it explaining them? Right, in the Mishnah itself, it's hard to know. It's almost impossible to know. So according to Rashi, Rashi says, Teinav Anavim and Ochanami. Right? But one could have said, no, Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon Shazuri, what they really hold is this fundamental concept of the Asachet that's limited to Shemos, and that either includes or excludes the Malachos, depending on what interpretation you want to give to that line. And then Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, no, Yediyas Achet needs more than that. It needs Teinim Anavim. If it's all one big interpretation, then it's all the source for the dilution. Now, if you take the dilution, so then what Ephraim said a minute ago, which was, given the choice between the criterion of Chiluk Katos and the criterion of Yediyas Achet, he would say Yediyas Achet is even more demanding. Correct? If you take the view that Rabbi Yehuda is an interpretation of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, and they in turn are read like Rashi, then I think you're absolutely right. Zero machlokes, Yediyas Achet just means you really need a lot of detailed information. You need to know about the details of your Aveira. So are Te'inim and Anavim worse than Shnei Tamchuyim? Probably not. Maybe Shnei Tamchuyim are even better than, I would think that they're a little better than Te'inim and Anavim. Okay. But if we interpret the Mishnah as having different levels, whether we say Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is the cutoff point, or Rabbi Yehuda, now as if we take the view of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri that you need Shem Echad, and we take this to mean conceptually that it excludes Teinim Banavim and Shchoros and Levanos, so then the need for Yediyas Achet, now the whole concept of Yediyas Achet is strange. I mean, the guy knows that he didn't have Eira, the Ver Shechayim for Chatas. Why can't we just let him bring his Chatas in peace? Right? And he falls through the cracks, he can't even bring an Ashim Talon. So my instinct would be to say that Yediyas Achet, you know, even if Chiluk Chatos depends on Ma'is Averos, or it's a Chiddush HaTorah, certainly if it's a Chiddush HaTorah and it doesn't correspond to the independence of the Malachos, then certainly it shouldn't qualify for Yediyas Achet. That would be my instinct. Okay. So is there any basis for this, or is it speculation beyond that? Any other? The Rambam. What does the Rambam do?
He leaves out the
Rambam leaves out. Do you have the Rambam there in Hilchos Shkagos? Who has it? Kiva? Go ahead. The Rambam notably omits the Malachos from his formulation of the Salacha. Go
ahead.
Which means that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. Shachata ba means that he has to be Yediyas Achet. Go.
Let's just
say parenthetically that Shabbos and Yom Kippur, I wish there had been more of a discussion about Shabbos and Yom Kippur too. But what can you do? Because of course the status of Shabbos Shabbason and the Rambam's famous formulation of Hilchos Eruvin that Shei Malacha Achasein with regard to Kedusha, Rambam says even though we know the Paschim Shabbos Yom Tov that Shtei Kedusha Hosein, but Shabbos and Yom Kippur yearly, says the Rambam, because Parak Yud Halacha Tes, what is it? whatever it is, in Erev in there, the Rambam says, Yirali, that when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it's a Shem Echad. Okay, so I wish that Yediyas Achet in the Rambam had reflected that as well. There are many other indications that the Rambam holds that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are very, very, it's not just the Melitza of the Amu, we say Shabbos, Shabbos. But here the Rambam is explicit that Yom Kippur and Shabbos is a problem of Yediyas Achet. Okay, go ahead.
So in those three cases, there is a part from the Karmic Kata.
What's missing for the cases of the ratio?
Malachos.
So is it possible that the Rambam understood that Rabbi Shimon Shizurim, they said, lo nechleku, they weren't being mafarish, they were arguing. What were they specifically referring to? Malachos b'Shabbos. Because they felt that it's one shame, not many shamos, which should anyway work nicely with some of the other Rambams that we've seen. So the Minchas Chinuch actually comes to this conclusion, but of course from his point of view, but he comes to it again, Lushitaso, from a different source, namely Eli. Did you see it? Go ahead. The Minchas Chinuch speaks about this in Mitzvah Kupcha Palit. He points first to another Rambam, namely. That was on the Halacha Beis that you were reading.
Gimel.
Halacha Hey. What's Halacha Hey? Excellent. Gufa Mechlakim. What's the Rambam say about Gufa Mechlakim? There's no problem of Yediyas Achet when it comes to Gufa Mechlakim. Read it, Akiva, quickly. Because it's a natural question to ask. If we're asking, what is the relationship in terms of Yediyas Achet and Chiluk Melacha, it's the question that I asked Ephraim. So, you know, Rabbi Yeshua, we don't paskin like him anyway, so we'd have to get him here and find out. Right? But Gufa Mechlakim we paskin like. So what about Leah the Nida and Sarah who's a Nida? Gufin Mechlakim. He doesn't know which one. So what does the Rambam say?
Shagur b'shem echad v'him shnei gufin chat. It's not shnei nidos shagur b'achas mehenan v'in yadua izahi shtei achos v'shagur b'achas mehenan v'in yadua izahi chayav chatos. Sharei yoda atmo shalchei.
Yeah.
L'mazah doma. Shtei neros dokos
So the Tamchuyin part, of course, the Rambam does relate to it, but it's not fair. Because the Rambam paskins, also, we saw this already, the Rambam paskins against Rabbi Yeshua, he thinks Tamchuyin are not mechalik even in Chatos. So the Tamchuyin part of it isn't going to help us. But the Gufin, how does the Rambam paskin about Gufin? Certainly Gufin mechalikin when it comes to Chatos. So here you have a great litmus test. You have Gufin, they're Mechulakim v'chatos, and yet he says they're like Tamchuin, as far as Yediyas Achet are concerned, they're like Tamchuin and they're like Shtei Neiros. So what does he mean by that? He means, apparently, that Gufin are different Maisa Averos, right, or different Cheftzos, whatever you want to call it, and that determines with respect to, or different Halamos, that determines with respect to Chiluk Chatos, any of these. Could be the Pshat. Halamos, or Maisaveros, Cheftzas. But as far as Yediyas Achet is concerned, he pretty much says it. That depends on the Shemi, sir. Now, in light of that, so then you look back at Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam omitted Shabbos, the Malachos, right? It could be that he still holds that there are different Maisaveros, we're not sure. But it's because he holds there one Shemi, sir, which, anyways, is there indication that that's true in the Rambam? The Minchas Chinuch, as I said, came about this in a circuitous way. Eli, what happened with the Minchas Chinuch? How would you describe it? He starts off, but let me say it this way. He starts off with Halacha Gimel. And he says, the Rambam omitted Chiluk Malachos. Yeah, but Hu Adin, so the Minchas Chinuch says, Hu Adin, it's the same thing. The Rambam doesn't have to mention it, it's obvious. That's his muskal rishon, that's his first assumption. We're going to finish in one more minute. Then he says, however, what really, really bothers me is not the Rambam's omission of malacha, because he could say huadin, he doesn't have to mention every single case. What really bothers me is halacha, hey, how can the Rambam think that gufin mechlakin, linin chatos, and yet that there's no yediyas achet, how could that be? Doesn't make sense. But Lishitaso, he goes even a step further. He says, and after all, in Malachos, there's a problem of Yediyas Achet. So he says, if Malachos, then Kol Shekein Gufin. Now let's stop and think about that for a moment. Right? Intellectually, when we read that, we rebel. Right? Unless we know where the Minchas Chinuch is coming from. Meaning, is it true that if malachos are a chisaron in the Diyas Achet, that gufin are? Absolutely not. Gufin are more reason to be mechalek chatos than malachos? That's behind the Minchas Chinuch's question. The answer is, from the Minchas Chinuch's point of view, absolutely. Because the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tzadiches and the Minchas Chinuch in Lamed Bet is the world of the Minchas Chinuch. Namely, what's the world of the Minchas Chinuch? Avi. Why, from the Minchas Chinuch's own point of view, is this a correct, is this logically correct? Because if malachos are a problem, not knowing the right malachos is a problem of Yediyas Achet, then not knowing the right gufin is certainly going to be a problem in Yediyas Achet. Why? Why is that a kol shekein? Chaim?
Really one thing.
The Minchas Chinuch is the one who says it's tziruf l'shiur. The Minchas Chinuch is the one who says you only need one hasra generally. The Minchas Chinuch is the one who says Yom Tov is the rule even within Shabbos. Meaning the Minchas Chinuch believes that Chiluk Hatos is an aberration. Chiluk Hatos is Chidushu ve'en lecha bo lechidusha, but it's all one Shem Iser. So from his point of view, this Chiluk Hatos is more probably, the Chiluk Hatos of Malacha is a bigger Chiddush, is less natural than the Chiluk Hatos of Gufin on the hierarchy of things. And maybe you would say like this, Gufin, different Chetzas or different Halamos or different Maisaveras, but Shabbos isn't even that. So Shabbos is a problem of Yediyas Achet, then certainly Gufin have to be a problem of Yediyas Achet. But for everybody in the world but the Minchas Chinuch and its followers. Okay. When we see, we wouldn't say Malachos Kol Shekein Gufin. We'd say Malachos, maybe. Gufin, questionable. We'd say exactly the opposite. We'd say Malachos, maybe even separate Shemos. And certainly one can argue separate Maisaveras. Maybe Gufin is just a din Chiluk Halamos. Or it isn't Ribui and Tosefes? Or Kefel? So if we were, the irony is that if we would have read Halacha Gimel the way the Minchas Chinuch did, say Hu Adin, then probably most of us would not have been bothered by Halacha Hei. And we would have said, Chiluk Malacha, if we would have said, Malachos are a problem in Yediyas Achet, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it, but Gufin are not. But the Minchas Chinuch just couldn't abide this. It doesn't fit his vision of all of these things. So then he came back and he said, you know what? Maybe my Hu Adin was wrong. Maybe the Rambam left out Malachos intentionally. L'shitaso about Gufin. Maybe the Rambam really holds that since Malachos are Sheinachad, just like Gufin sits there Sheinachad, even though there's Chiluk Hatos, nonetheless there's no Chisar, maybe the Yitzachet. Yeah.
Say a case of Shteidos. Right. Does a person bring, like if a person had a halam over the whole halacha of Nida, does he just bring one chatos? Or does he bring two chatos?
Gufin mechlachin.
Yeah.
He brings two chatos.
So then, when we talk about gufin, when we talk about real life gufin mechlachin, like the way the Tosfos Chaim relates to gufin mechlachin,
right.
Isn't then gufin mechlachin always a stronger division than Shemos, because Shemos,
You mean the Malachos? I don't think stronger. It might be different. It might be different. It might be Mitzad HaChetza, Mitzad HaLama, as opposed to Mitzad Maisa HaVeira. It might be different. I don't know if it's stronger. I'm not sure if it's stronger. Whether it depends on the issue that we've been discussing.
Specifically over here, where the Rambam is assuming that Gufin Mechlachin is more of a reason to be Mechalek, so isn't...
Well, not the Rambam, the Minchas
Chinuch. I'm sorry.
The Minchas Chinuch.
Right.
I'd say that's his worldview. That depends on.
Isn't that more objective than just?
You like the Minchas Chinuch.
I'm saying isn't it more objective than just being both the Minchas Chinuch's specific opinion? It's more objective.
If you like it, then it is.
Deduction, though. I'm saying that.
I mean, if you think that the Minchas Chinuch view is compelling, I mean, you don't take all of it. I mean,
even without it,
you're right.
I don't think so.
I think that they're different, but I think that in some respects, I think you definitely can't say about Gufin that they're different Shemos. You can say that they're different Maisaveras. About Malacha, in theory, there's some evidence that you can even say different Shemos. It's like Chela V'Dan. So I think you can make a case either that malachos are more mechulak than gufin, or that they're pretty much the same but for different reasons, which may be what you're saying. But even then, and then there's the third view, which is that in the hierarchy it's obvious that gufin is more reason to be mechalek than shemos, than malachos. That's the mechazkin of
well,
I don't mean that it's only...
Right?
Sorry?
But even if the malachos are shemos, then gufin is still stronger than
no, because clearly shemos are going to be mechalek. No one's ever going to say that shemos are not. Just that the halama has to relate
well,
also to the shemos.
Nobody's ever going to say that gufin are not mechalek in either.
I don't know. Conceivably, one could have. I mean, we posken that they are, but could you conceive of somebody saying that two nidos bevas achas is one karban? You can't conceive of it. I can't conceive of somebody saying that chelav adam is one karban, but two nidos, why not?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
They don't posken that way, but
after the fact, maybe I guess then after the fact, because I'm just saying.
Right. So after the fact, it depends how you understand gufin. You know, is it maisim, is it mechayvim, is it halamos? Your question's legitimate. I'm just saying it depends how you understand, when you equate, when you want to, you know, compare and contrast two things, so it depends on how you understand both of them. What we've demonstrated at minimum is that there are different perspectives on malachos of Shabbos, and there are theoretically, we'll discuss gufin when we go through these gemaras straight, we'll say more about gufin, although we've already brought up some of the issues. But about gufin, it's also clear that there are different perspectives. Is it the halamos? Is it the chepza, is it chashivos, is it the maisavera, is it different mechaibim, right? The fact that the other person has an onesh, we'll have to try to isolate what gufin are by analyzing different cases. But if there are different perspectives on gufin and different perspectives on malacha, then which one is more, which one is less, is going to be open to question. All I'm saying is that the minchas chinuch is mishitaso because he downplays malacha to such an extent that you know, gufin has no place to go but up. Compared to Malacha. So we're not surprised where he came from. But the truth is, I'm saying the irony is, if you had read the Halacha Gimel the way Mechas Chinuch wanted to read it to begin with, you could have read that way despite Halacha Hey, if you just didn't accept his general view about Malachas. Once you do, then you certainly have to come to this conclusion. Even if you don't, you just may want to come to that conclusion. Now, you may still want to say that the Ram didn't leave it out, coincidentally. The Ram left it out because Yedias Ached depends on the shame, and as far as shameless is concerned, this is one. Maybe even my savera is one. Okay, I'm just going to speak for like 5 more minutes about this on Sunday. If you get a chance, just to look at two things, and then I want to speak about the mitzvah, because that's our next. We have to do that. And also, you should two things to look at just for 5 minutes. Two Rabbeinu Yechiels. Okay, one in the Tosas Harosh on Beis Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel about. There being two different hotza'os, hotza'ov the ani, hotza'ov alabayis. This is a couple of lines in the Tosa Rosh on that base, and Aleph. And the other one is in Shita B'Kubetzis and Bava Kama, page 5, column 1 in the old editions. Also, they're both for Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel's question about Rabbi Eliezer. Why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Yechai told the Makamav, so the question is, why aren't you, what makes an av and av, if Yechai told the Makamav? So he gives a very interesting answer to that question about Tziruf L'Shir, about being Mitzarif L'Shir of Hautza and Hafnasa. So just look at those two things, and then basically we're discussing Sunday of Mitzvah. Let me just also tell you one other thing to look at. On the Mishnah, the next topic after that is Yedios Benatayim Ar Mechalek of the week. So just look at the Mishonim on the Mishnah. As Rashi and the Sugya increases, Tez Zayin Amid Aleph to Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. But the Shaka Vitaria increases Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, from Mishnah to the end of the parak. And the Tosas Di Ramaskol Amar of Chizda, as well as the Rishonim here Al Atar. I'm not going to get to it Sunday anyway, so I'll repeat it. But the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, and the Ran on our Mishnah.
Okay. Based on the
yeah.
Do I have a what? The M3, yeah.
317
seconds. Great.
Oh yeah, did you see something? Huh? Did you see something about this or
no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.